Hello and welcome to Business Today Market Podcast. This is Rupa and let's start with the market podcast for the day. Indian equity market closed higher for the third straight session despite pressure in broader Asian markets. BSE S&P Sensex closed above 39K at 39,215, up 84 points, and NSE Nifty 50 closed 24 points higher at 11,687. Market breadth was in favor of bears today, registering advanced decline ratio of less than 1 on both the bourses. PSU Bank and FMCG stocks offered mild support to the indices, but energy and auto stocks restricted the upside. In major result announcements, Yes Bank reported net profit below expectations at 1113.8 crore for the June quarter, but recorded gross slippages at 6,632 crore, following which the stock fell 6.11 intraday and closed 5% down at Rs. 98.45 on BSE. Wipro's net profit surged 13% up to Rs. 2,387.60 crore. However, the revenue and EBIT slipped on a sequential basis and missed estimates. Wipro stock closed down at Rs. 259.70 on the BSE. In other stock-related news, media reports suggested that the Reddy family was looking to sell assets and bring an outside investor so as to reduce the debt. Meanwhile, Apollo Hospital stock rose 2.62% to touch a fresh 52-week high of Rs. 1,427. At the Interbank Foreign Exchange, Indian rupee opened unchanged compared to yesterday's close of 68.71 against the dollar and later fell 11 paise to 68.82 per dollar amid rising crude oil prices and foreign fund outflows. Globally, MSCI index of Asian shares outside of Japan fell 0.25%, while a pan-European index opened flat. Wall Street, which had surged to record high last week on Federal Reserve's rate cut expectations, was disappointed on quarterly earnings reported by big banks. A threat from the US President Donald Trump to put tariffs of $325 billion on Chinese goods also added to the jitters in the global market. Meanwhile, US too could face Chinese sanctions following a World Trade Organization ruling on Tuesday. Brent crude futures that ended 3.2% down in the previous session were up 16 cents at $64.51 or 0.3% at the international commodity market. That's all for today. Thank you for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.